Blog Talk Radio.
You may think that it's over and that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle is already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story began. He told me to tell you. He told me to tell you. As the author of your faith, He wrote in provisions for you to win. You're a winner. You're a winner. You're a winner. Oh, oh. You ain't. You ain't seen your best days yet. I don't care what people told you.
You ain't seen your best days.
Thank you, Jesus.
The best is yet to come. You ain't seen your best days yet.
Stay in the faith, my sister.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
My brother. Trust in all the best is yet to come. Would you deposit this word in your heart? No, it's not too late for you to start. Get away from negative people. I come to encourage you. Hear God speak to you. You're gonna run and not be weary. You're gonna walk and not faint. Oh, your best day. I can see you eagle, I see you flying high. You ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. God told me to tell you, you gotta believe it tonight. This is what He told me to tell you. He said you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying, cause you ain't seen your best day yet.
Come, you haven't seen your best days yet. You think that God has done something great for you. Just hang around. Just keep praising. Just keep worshiping. Just keep your relationship up with Him. Keep in His word, and the best is yet to come. I am Lady Felicia, your host, Pastor Dotson, for tonight, for Staying on Purpose broadcast. Welcome, 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 whether you're tuning in from Africa, Australia, Sweden, United States, Canada. We thank God for you, whether you're in the prison, in a rehab, or whether you are in your living room, in your car, or sitting on the front porch catching the breeze. We thank God for each and every one of you tuning in on tonight, taking time out of your schedule to hear what the Lord is saying on tonight. We praise God for you. At this time, I am going to read St. John, the 10th chapter, beginning with the first verse and a few verses thereafter, after which I will pray. We'll have a song, come back with our announcements, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Then the scripture reads, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And the stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Father, we thank you and we bless you for this time in your presence, for this time hearing your voice, knowing your voice, and the time in your word. God, I bless you and I thank you. Speak to me and through me, Father. Clear the airways. We thank you for those that are coming in from the north, south, east, and west. God, we thank you for those that are dialing in and direct connecting on the internet via tablet, iPad, or telephone. God, we thank you for this word. We thank you that it is already blessed. We thank you that your anointing is upon it for such a time as this. We thank you that it will bring answers, that it will bring clarity, and it will bring renewing of the mind and shifting of people's lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify your name.
Everybody say bless. Anybody need a blessing from the Lord tonight? Say, bless me. Even me.
Lord.
Come on, everybody sing it together. Oh, say, bless me. Lift your hands, everybody, come on. Say, bless me, Lord.
The favor of the Lord.
Amen, amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. The favor of the Lord be upon you. We thank God for each and every one of you again. We just received word that the mother of the ministry lost a granddaughter, Lisa Irving. So if we could keep the Horn and Irving family lifted up in prayer in their loss. At this time, I'll say a quick prayer before we do the announcements. Father, touch the Horn and Irving family, Father. We thank you that you are a comforter. You are a keeper. You are our healer. You are a deliverer. God, we don't understand why you allow and why you do what you do. But yet, God, we pray that this family will receive comfort from you, that anyone that needs salvation, that this time of bereavement, God, you would bring salvation, you would bring strength. For in our weakness, your strength is made perfect, but your grace is sufficient. So, Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy upon us. And now, God, touch them. Provide whatever needs to be given on today, God, to bless that family. God, I pray choice blessings upon them in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that it is so. Amen. People of God, if you would like to connect with Faith Ambassadors, you can do so. Send us an email, faithambassadors247@gmail.com, faithambassadors247@gmail.com. If you would like more information about the ministry, if you'd like to become a part of the ministry, partner with the ministry, sow into the ministry, you can do so at that email, faithambassadors247@gmail.com. As well, continue to join us Monday through Wednesday. Monday night is our Staying on Purpose broadcast. Tuesday night is our Women of Wisdom and Power. And Wednesday night is our Overflow broadcast. And 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/faithambassadors. You will find replays. You will find dynamic and powerful, potent words from the Lord on those replays and those episodes that have already taken place in 2016 and 2017. Go back, have a listen. And if there was one that you missed, or if you want me, one of us to recommend one, then we definitely can do that. Email us, faithambassadors247@gmail.com. I honor God. I bless God for this broadcast and for this ministry. I thank God for Chief Apostle Daniel Carter and his absence, as well as we bless God for Assistant Pastor Prophetess Latoya Douglas, for her faithfulness and her due diligence, as well as her anointing to do what she does in this ministry. At this time, I'm going to give about 1 minute of a song, and then I am going to come back with this word from the Lord.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet.
Amen, amen, praise God. People of God, if you have not invited anyone, please do so via your contacts, via social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and oh yes, we are. Faith Ambassadors does have a presence on Facebook. You can find us at Bishop Daniel Carter, or you can search for Faith Ambassadors as well. You can search the same way on Twitter and Instagram. Go ahead and do a friend request, like one page, join the other on Facebook, and follow us, and we'll follow you back on Instagram and Twitter. Excuse me. Father, thank you for this time. Speak to me and through me. Have your way. Not like last time, but like never before, Father. Do what only you can do. Let this word be carried into the lives of your people. Let it bring peace, healing, and deliverance, encouragement, equipping, and enlightening. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen. And so tonight, what the Lord has given me is a way versus the way. A way versus the way. So first we're going to talk about a way. Not a way, but some people say it different. A and then way. And then some people say a way. Either way, tonight, when we talk about or think about a way or a way being made or a way that you can take, first we're going to go to Proverbs, the 14th chapter, and the 12th verse. And I hope everybody bought their writing utensils and their word, and they're ready to take notes. And so I'm using several things to bring up the word of God, so please bear with me. Proverbs 14 and 12 is the first scripture we are going to. All right. And it reads, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So when we think about a way, the first thing that God gave me was a way is having options available to choose from. So there's choices on the table. There's many things that you can pick from and choose from, many ways that you can take up and follow, many paths that you can go down and see the end result thereof. That's the first thing. And then the next thing is going to be a way is leaning to your own understanding. And let's go to 2 Peter, the second chapter. 2 Peter, the second chapter, and the second verse. And it says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, their pernicious ways. So that's your own way. That's leaning to your own understanding. That's the way that you've chosen. You haven't sought God. You haven't asked God. You haven't walked in the Word. You haven't dug in the Word of God, or even sat still long enough to hear the voice of the Lord and what He's saying concerning these various options that are before you and which way you should take. So it says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. That word pernicious, I had to look it up. And it talks about choosing your own way, making your own way, and even having that way being of evil. and forcing your way even. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. So you're presenting this way that is your way that you have chosen as if it is truth, as if it is from God, as if it is right. And so having chosen this way and presenting it as truth, you're having those that can discern, thank you, Holy Ghost, and those that can see beyond, behind the veil and see the truth of the matter. Now that truth, what you say, that way that you've chosen and present as truth, shall be evil spoken of. And the Bible clearly tells us not to let our good be evil spoken of, but this way that you're following, your way, the evil way, you're presenting it as truth. But now that which is presented as truth is actually going to be evil spoken of. And that's leaning to your own understanding, creating your own way, trying to be in control. That's a way, but it's not the way. Blessings. And so then the next one is self or selfish ways. Self or selfish ways is a way. Not the way, but a way. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. First Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 13th verse. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There have no temptation have you, but such as is common to man. So in other words, there's nothing new under the sun, no temptation that you can endure that is not been endured or encountered or experienced in some way, shape, form, or fashion by a person on this earth. And it says, but God is faithful. In the midst of your temptation, it says, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. But with the temptation, with that thing that is coming up against you, that is pressing your flesh, that is wooing you to come back to and experience it again now that you've walked away from it, that thing that's calling your name, whether it be shopping, whether it be another man or another woman, that thing is calling your name to come back. But God is faithful, and he's going to use that very thing, that very temptation, to make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. So there's a way out of the temptation. There's a way that is good, but it's still not the way. And then now we're going to talk about the way. John, St. John 14 and the first verse. St. John, the 14th chapter, the first verse. Amen, amen, amen. All right. And it says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way, you know. That's verse 4. verse 5 says, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, verse 6, I am the way, the only way. The depicts it's this way. This is the choice. This is the answer. This is how you pass the test. The says a sign pointing to the path that says, follow the yellow brick road this way. Your blessing is this way. Your breakthrough is this way. Your deliverance is this way. Your healing is this way. This is how you get to. It is a roadmap. The depicts this is the one, the only way that you're going to get to the destination and the destiny and the answer that you need. The way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so in that, we choose the way, which is Christ, or we can choose a way, which is our own personal choice, our own personal decision to say, you know what, I heard you, Lord, I see what you're saying, but I think I'm going to go this way. I think I tried that way already, or that way look kind of deserted. I can't see. But he said, I am the way. Choose this way. God said, I set before you life and death. I would that you choose life. He always gives us the answer to the problem if we just do what he says. Seek him, ask, and knock. And if we have chosen, or since we have chosen, the way, which is Christ, we can then come into the knowledge of the truth. There's only one truth. Yes, we hear people say all the time, it's my truth. Yes, it's true for you. Yes, it happened to you. Yes, but again, that is a truth for you at that moment. That is a fact. It happened. You experienced it. But don't let a truth become the truth for the rest of your life. Don't let a truth, something that was true in that moment, dictate the rest of your life, the rest of your way, the rest of your truths for the rest of your life. Because there is a ceiling on that truth that eventually you have to burst through. There is a ceiling on that way that eventually it will keep you stagnant. It will keep you down. It will keep you in the wrong direction too long. It will delay your destiny and your blessing. It will delay your breakthrough, and you will be trying to figure out and wonder what happened and why am I not where I want to be and what happened that this thing is not working for me, because you have accepted and are utilizing an outdated truth. You are accepting and have utilized a way or on a path is no longer relative or revelatory for your life. But there is the way that you meet a passerby every now and then. There is the way, Christ Jesus, that brings the truth. The Holy Spirit's job is to lead and guide us into all truth and righteousness. So when we allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, he brings us into the truth, the one and only truth that there is to have in this life. And then we can walk into life after we have gained and known the way, the truth, and now we have the life, all encompassed in Christ, all included in Christ Jesus when we accept him, when we decide to walk after the spirit and not after the flesh, when we decide to die to self and lay down our life and take up our cross and follow him, then we can walk in the way that he has shown us, is trying to lead and guide us, the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Think about that. A lamp on your feet showing you what is directly under you, but a light in your hand to light the path so that as you walk, you're not blinded or blindsided by what's on the road. Because why? You have the one who is lighting your feet directly what's underneath you. And you have in your hand the one, the thing that you need to light the path so that you can see he is a light in darkness and he will not ever leave us ignorant to the devices of the enemy. You can see it when you go into the secret place, not a secret place, but the secret place in him. When you go into the throne room, he will begin to show you these things because he is the way, the truth, and the light. I used to say the light, like pull on a light switch, but he corrected me. He said the life, because there has to be life that follows when you walk in the way of Christ, in the word of God, and when you walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. There has to be signs of life. It is resurrection power to walk in the way, to attach yourself, connect yourself to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. If you find something that's dead in your life, connect it to Christ. If you find someone around you or in your life that's dead or dying, connect them to Christ. Someone that's lost their way, connect them to Christ. Something that's missing, something that's broken, connect it. Connect them to Christ. But first, let us get in the way. If you want to get in the way of something or someone, get in the way of God. Get in the way of Christ so that we can gain the truth, so that we can have life and that more abundantly. He came that we will have life and that more abundantly. But it is vitally important that we put away our ways and take up the way, his way, the one and only way, which is Christ. It's important that we put away a way that we have been doing, and it worked last season, glory to God. This season, it's not working. It's time to find out the way, because you've been doing it a way. Now it's time to find out the way that you should be doing it with God, that you should be going in God, the path that you should be taking in God. And I'm closing. When we choose Christ, we choose the way, not our way. We die to ourselves, and we should be trading our life for life in him, which is an abundant life and life everlasting and life eternal. Today, I pray everyone under the sound of my voice, whether you're listening live, whether you're listening by repeat replay, today you would decide to trade the way that you have been doing it, a way that you have been doing it, for Christ and him being the way, the truth, and the life. Prophetess Latoya, do you have anything at this time? Hallelujah. 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 If not, people of God, I thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys know I try not to go long. The Lord doesn't deal me with long-winded unless I'm teaching. But the last scripture that I did not get to, Proverbs 23 and 23, buy the truth and sell it not. Buy the truth and sell it not. And that just means that we should be buying into everything that is Christ and selling everything that's not him. Buying everything that is of God and in his word and selling everything, rejecting everything that is not of him or of his word. And the other scripture is Psalm 119 and 30. Psalm 119 and 30. Let me read it. Hallelujah, Jesus. It says, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. So people of God, I pray that today, if you have not, or maybe in prior times you chose, but you've gotten away from that choice, I pray today that you would choose God and not anything else. Over and above him or even next to him. It's idolatry if you do. Again, I pray that you would bless. The word of the Lord is already blessed. I thank God for each and every one of you here on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Periscope. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome night. Join us tomorrow night as well for our women's ministry, Women of Wisdom and Power. We'll be on tomorrow night. Prophetess Latoya will be your host, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Next year, starting in January, we will be starting a series, 3 months, from January to March. We will begin teaching on faith for the next from January to March, nothing but faith teaching. So if you need your faith increased, if you need your faith built up and Periscope, I will be trying to include you guys as much as I can, or at least letting you know, reminding you that we'll be on. Come in, be a part of that faith teaching. You know, this is the faith room, so you know how we do it. God bless you, people of God. We love you, and have an awesome, awesome night.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides. In ways I can't explain and can't deny, the little that I have he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you. That's everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be.